Syracuse's Empire Brewing Company will become one of the top five brewers in New York State if all goes well with the creation of Farmstead Brewery in Cazenovia. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Empire wants everybody to get in on the craft brew party, even people who aren't craft beer connoisseurs.
The owner of the Empire Brewing Company says ultimately he wants to turn more people into beer snobs.
The longer that they are surrounded by craft beer, the more they'll let their barriers down and try new things.
Empire founder David Ketleski is talking about people who may be turned off by the sometimes hoppy, sometimes distinctive taste of craft beer, a product that's been exploding across New York State and the nation in recent years. And he says one focus of this new Farmstead brewery is education, especially for non-craft brew drinkers.
So we'll be growing barley, we'll be growing rye, we'll be growing wheat, and also various hop strains, so that we'll have the ability to really show people what goes into a beer.
Farmstead Brewery will be a combination bottling plant and farm on 22 acres of land on Route 13 in Cazenovia. It's expected to open up next spring. Tim Butler, director of brewing operations, says growing ingredients in central New York will really mean a distinctive brew.
Our hops are going to be indigenous to our land. I think we might get some unique flavor characteristics from them that might not come from other parts of the state or other parts of the country for that matter.
Empire will bottle six beers at the plant to start. The flagship beer that will be bottled will be an amber ale. Butler calls it a hybrid English-American style beer.
It's one of those beers that can be looked at as an introductory beer. If you're not into craft beer, this might get you there. Or if you're into craft beer and you don't want to have a really super high ABV, highly hopped IPA, you can drink this beer as well and it'll still, you know, appeal to your palate.
The farm will afford Empire the opportunity to try out some new brews as well. For example, Ketleski says they'll be planting some peach trees.
We're going to make a sour peach beer, which is unique to Belgium and something that we would certainly like to do here. They're called lambics.
And bottling all this beer means Empire will touch people they've never reached before.
If you look at the ratio of beer that's sold in New York State, about 65% of all the beer that breweries sell is at retail facilities like grocery stores and convenience stores.
And that means more craft beer on the palates of people who may not be craft brewery fans just yet.
You know, I think it's important that craft brewers do not rule out the prospect of the non-craft beer drinker.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.